This is July already, the 12th, 1998. Sunday afternoon. Haven't had a meeting for a little while. And so we're going to talk about the Canadians, I think. But we need Ed here for that. I guess we'll talk about something else till Ed gets here.
We can talk about Ed.
Greetings, Commander.
Well, Martha's here, so we'll be gentle with Ed. I come in the light. And speaking of lights, I have to be perfectly honest with you. If you are using these frequency boxes and they have no light attached, you're only getting less than half of the value of the box. So if you're getting some results with these frequency machines, you're going to really be shocked when you get the light tube with the adapter. And EJ has ordered adapters for the machines that are already around. And we have just said we're not going to get any more of the boxes until they are outfitted with the lights. You don't seem to understand, and the ones in the business that I would think would understand don't seem to understand. Everything in life is light. One tone or another of light. When we speak of darkness, we are only speaking of the lack of light. So you're going to have invisible light at both ends of the spectrum. Some that is beyond your ability to distinguish spectral or spectrum rays. But the healing light comes with very high frequency. And there's something about the flame of transmutation, the purple flame. It didn't come by accident. Germain was an alchemist. And he could tell you how long you need to sit in which ray. And your eye would not be able to distinguish, very probably, but your body will feel it. You will feel it. And this is where you need to go. And this is what you need to do. And I'm astounded at the numbers of ones who will literally build boxes. And yes, the electrical impulses are healing. They're excellent. And they'll get many of the parasites. But I have to be honest with you now. These crossbreeds that have been manufactured to get you will get you. And when you think that your carcinomas, whatever you want to call these mutant cells that will clump or grow, multiply, and divide, and then get you, you think, well, this is a non-contagious disease, so we're just fine. No, it is caused by something that attacks the cells, causes mutation, and then moves on from there. So I particularly want Les to speak with David. Les has gone himself and gotten the component parts, and now he's on to his second piece of equipment. And it works. Several things happen, especially if you are utilizing this with other people. You're focusing on a positive result. You're going to get it. You can't sit in front of anything and do anything other than get a sunburn if all you think are negative thoughts. Because you have to heal yourself. You have to go out and get your job. You have to make your career. You have to be a success, or you have to be a failure, according to what guidelines and limitations you place on self. I can give you warnings when you're in trouble. I can't do it for you. You see, I can tell all of you right now that the reason we are not having meetings is our lives are so filled with critical, urgent matters. And yet I have to get my own team in a meeting some way so I can lay down a few warnings. At this particular point, Dorma is the last person you want to spend any time around. You don't want to be seen with her. We are the threat to the universal one world order. And we're making progress. And surveillance is amazing. They listen. They're respectful. But they'd like to take everybody that she meets and spends time with out. So we have to use our heads. Does this mean it will always be this way? I don't know. We have to watch. You've been well educated. If you've been following along in the papers, you know who is your enemy. And don't tell me the Jews. The Jews are not your enemy. The Khazarian Zionists, One World Order, top bananas are your enemy. They are directly from Satan. They are the Luciferian tribes. And you're going to have to face it. Their teacher is a big bad boy. Well, I respect the big bad boy. The big bad boy happens to be my brother. His job is to test you every which way, including upside down. And if you pass his test, you're one of his. And almost every human being given opportunity, and especially you add a little wealth and a little other luxury items of life flow, and he can gather you in like flies. Does this mean that's what he wants to do? No. He is trying to make restitution for the other problems that he has and has caused. This is his job. Man comes along and takes his job and makes him look worse than he is because man will take it to the extreme. Because usually the more effective of Lucifer's team are by far worse than Lucifer. And I would not want to face the consequences of that position. Your training, your experiences have literally been, let's just work through and walk through whatever has to be done. We're making progress. We're making so much progress that I can't even evaluate what I might tell you because I don't want it misinterpreted. Have we gone outside, quote, the loop? Yes, you bet. Does this mean that anybody or everybody is out? No. But production has to come from self. And these are long, hard, rather terrorizing moments. If you make a mistake, it's worse than just making an error. You're dead. Second in line, short of death, is making an error that blows it. And then comes all of living and the responsibility of making sure every last piece of paper is perfect. Because all of it comes back to eat you alive. We've got problems. You're going to find out it's the ADL and the Jewish League at the Canadian border. You're going to have to confront this, and I don't mean just, oh, well, we'll just send some other way. This is not coming up to turn your back and ignore it. You see, when you put something like hidden Jewish parasites in the headlines is big, expect a response. I can take it, and I can make 13 books out of it and say we're only trying to protect the Jews from the parasites eating at them. That's what we mean by Jewish parasites. They're parasites on the Jews. And I can honorably, honestly say that because the Jews were the first to be sacrificed, the Jewish people. These others mostly are not in any way, shape, or form Jewish in any way whatsoever. They are the power brokers. And the fact that the Jewish people are extremely brilliant, everybody better get used to it. For one thing, they're not content to sit on their backsides and let somebody else. Although they do not like hard work, so they're going to expand their brain. And they do. And they do run the best commercial operations, not necessarily honestly.
May I interrupt? I see Martha is here.
Happy birthday. Let's get it out of the way. It must be near.
And Nori is here. And Nori, where is Ed?
He's down in the office. He'll be down in a minute.
Okay, so he's on the premises.
Yes.
Very good. Well, what we're talking about now concerns him.
He's going to have to be the one that interfaces. He is the chief editor. And this is what has bogged the papers at the border. But you've got to find out who. You cannot do anything about it until you get beneath the corporate veil and find out who did it, who stopped it. 10, 20, 30, 50 can call and say, well, they say that it's hate material, and so they won't let it through. Fine, who is they? You see, this has been the game all along. They have been able to manipulate and control everything, and they never have to own up to who they are. So it's up to you now to push it until you find out who they are, and then there is going to be an international lawsuit against whoever you find it is, and it will be the ADL. The second suggestion is that you call Eustace Mullins and you find out exactly how he filed his papers against the ADL. And you can bet this information is going to be back to those ones within the next 5 minutes. And that means that nobody even has to leave the room to make a call. But I'm through playing these games. It's not my paper. You see, everybody in the room can turn away and say it was Ed's problem. And Ed would like to turn away and say, well, it's not my problem. Yes, it's Ed's problem this time. And we need a person with a couple of PhDs and enough clout for someone to listen to him. We don't exaggerate. That gets us in trouble. So don't anybody tell in little stories that are not true. If some people have called and you're not sure whether it's 6 or 10, you better find out. Because I will go forth and I will say 10 people called from Canada. And you'll be caught. I told you before, if someone walks up to me and says, I am Jesus Christ, I will call him Mr. Christ until he gives me permission to call him Jesus. And then that's what I will call him. If he doesn't know his own name, why should I bother him? If we cannot be truthful and honest and use integrity in every inch of our dealings, where our word is our bond, then we have nothing in common nor with which to deal. And that goes for contracts. It goes for a writing. It goes for anything. We try our very best to always be open, and we always try to do what we say we will do. And am I going to play games on you? You better believe it, because our entire world revolves around how well you do your jobs. And I will test every way there is. And I'll pray very hard none of you fold up. But you will note that many, many, many have folded up. We're down to some very, very important things. When we talk about contracts, the entire world changed when we had to bring forth Russell Herman's material. Grandma has had her fits, her fantasies, her torrential, I'm going to rule the world. Nobody else can do it. They've got to come to me. Bullshit, lady. Russell Herman was murdered over this. And we're not going to let some little chicken deform the regulations for this world. We have someone in the Philippines. That's of no consequence where he is, other than that's where he happens to be, who has a large percentage of a bank. It will be a gold bullion-based Islamic-style banking institution. It's already been approved, and its facility is there. We now have entree to other very important people, and I'm talking about high-level entree to other people in the same location. We also now have high-level entry into the Swiss banking organizations. So should everybody pitch in there and write and do whatever you think you're going to do? Not unless you can recite back to me every word that we have written about it. Because I've not found one that can do it. And it comes back misrepresented. I will tell you now that we have moved past these terrible negotiations that locked us in to a percentage. So if you have Inter-American Investment documents, you're stuck with what's on there. Anything coming from Global Alliance is 50-50 straight across. And let them figure out what to do with their people, and we will take care of our participants. Why would I say this? Because we have somebody else over there trying to deal with the International Monetary Fund, for goodness sakes, right after we talked to them. The minute there is any money transferred, that person is in prison. Does that mean you can't deal with the IMF? No, if you know what you're doing. But you never do it like that. And for goodness sakes, by the time these people built in their points, they were up to $800 million. Well, who the hell wants to deal with that? That's greed. And I guess if you can find someone who wants to do that, go for it. But not with our half. That's out of your pocket. And that's your responsibility, and that's on your head. We have worked for 10 years to build a structure that'll work and keep you out of the pit. We've already had two buyout shush money, hush money offered. Pure and simple Bush sting operations. He didn't have anything better to do than play games. You've got to pay attention. I hear people saying, I can't watch the news. It just distresses me. How else are you going to find out anything? How many of you know that on about Wednesday of this week, maybe toward the last weekend, you had internet stocks going up? And guess which one was right on top? Mr. Bush's Zapata. Now, what do you suppose Bush and Zapata Drilling Company are doing in the internet business? Information network, my friends. Scheduling opportunities. Once you have an international internet hookup, you basically don't have any more problems, do you, with pickup or delivery? So, yeah, I'm playing with Bush again. It's not his game, it's mine. But you see, I don't have to be annoyed with the silly games that you ones seem to have to be annoyed with. I don't have to dislike the man, like him, or I don't have to do a thing about him. And therefore, we're going to read what I wrote this morning, because I am sick and tired of one saying, well, we can't do that. That doesn't sound right. What do you know about this? Well, nothing, but it just doesn't sound right. BS. If it is within the laws and it is not against the laws of God, it's right. Do you hear me? How else do you expect to accomplish anything in a world of human beings? If you do not work in the arena with human beings, good or bad, listen to your spiritual guides and they will tell you how to do it. And remain within the laws of God and man. And I want to tell you, on this evil earth of yours, you have incredible opportunities. The crooks have made the laws to shelter themselves. And are you going to tell me that you are above using the laws of the land? Because if you do, I'm going to suggest that I don't need your company at the next business meeting. If you have corporate laws that shelter your business, why in the world would you exclude God from the use of these tools? We're not here to line your pocket. We are here to try to begin to reverse a cycle on a planet. Can it be done? You damn right it can be done. All we need is some different forms of thinking between your ears.
Dr. Young just came in.
Then we'll move back to Canada. Read what I wrote on Canada, whichever day I wrote it.
Wow.
It would have been yesterday, probably number one. We don't have to read the entire 49 pages, just it was a busy day. I had crossed people. We must confront the Canadian border thing. This is an opportunity we can't miss. This is fun. This is finally fun. You see, pretty quickly now, we can become a public organization. If you want an organization, I don't think you do. We're doing fine. You don't want to be blamed for somebody else's membership drive. This is the way the Jewish element has managed to capture everything. Basically, make another corporation. They don't even bother to incorporate. They just announce they have. And put corporation in the name or whatever. And they go with it. Well, you don't have to be sloppy. And if you like their corporations, go incorporate it, because they won't have. But they will put the proper names in there. Oh, they will wave the flags. Good old American, this is for the citizens of America. This is for the furtherance of American rights. No, it isn't. And down underneath it will be the Jewish Organization for American Jews. Now, don't American Jews have the same rights you do? What's wrong with your Constitution? Does anybody deserve more rights than you as a citizen? No. So stop being silly. I feel the same way about a homosexual couple. Well, look, I'm a homosexual, and I'm being trodden on. You're what? Well, put your sign on and say, well, I'm a heterosexual, and I demand equal rights. This is what's wrong. You've been called anti-Semite. Oh, well, wonderful, because you are a Semite. Almost all of you came out of the tribe of Shem, direct from Pleiades. So I'm tired of this little anti-Semite game. That worked for a while. Now you're called domestic terrorists. You better understand the change was made. Because it became obvious the ones suffering the most from these Jewish organizations were the Jews. You will notice when Mr. Netanyahu came over here to raise more money from these Jewish organizations, they said, up yours. So where did he go? To Zionist Falwell. I am a Zionist and proud of it, Mr. Falwell said. This isn't marching to the city of God, people. It is a cover name for the New World Order. Where does Bush fit in this New World Order? Hardly anywhere. Bush was one and still remains one of the most powerful men in the Western world. There is no accident in that. But he's just more greedy and naughty than anything else. It's a game. He loves the power play. And yes, he can stand with a straight face and say, God bless us all. His God's just different. And he's already got his God blessing him a whole heck of a lot. But is my thrust to go and knock down George Bush somewhere between the parking lot and the 127th floor? No, I'm already up there. Why should I lower myself to play his rotten game? He thinks I'm an annoyance, nothing more than an annoyance, these people out here. He's known Eckers forever. He doesn't know how to pronounce their name, but he knows them forever. And it's time they retired. Just an annoyance. Well, I don't even find him half an annoyance. Gives me something to write about and something to teach about and something to qualify my contracts. Well, when you start stopping, we've had other products stopped at the border. Well, that was mostly George Green. But now, hate material. We're going to deal with it, and we're going to have some fun at it. Will it be expensive? Yes, so we better get busy and make some funding, hadn't we? So if you found your place, maybe read about it, and let's see what we need to talk about.
Okay. You are correct. This is from number one of yesterday, Saturday the 11th. Heading is Banned in Canada. We can share today what is happening at the Canadian border. Contact is now barred from Canada, they say, because it is hate mail / literature. Hate? No. It is love literature, balanced interchange for the very act of understanding life and the food chain of ego and things mortal. There came a headline which read, Hidden Jewish Parasites. But in a typical focus of human entities, it had decided it is hate literature against the Jewish people somehow. Wrong. That means that the parasites in point feed off the Jewish, unsuspecting and innocent people. Who hates who? Hate? How can you classify anything as hate material without knowing what is written? Well, that is how the world does things, according to the elite in charge, who are in ignorance of anything other than their assigned tasks in service to the top elite. In other words, keep the masses ignorant. Let us consider this a fine example of offering unlimited opportunities. Do not allow the opportunity pounding on your door to be sent away. Let us example Mr. Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Are the Jews hurt by Mr. Farrakhan? No. Only the narrow judges of the elite manipulators. But who hurts the black race? All those who hear the elite and try to focus and try to force change through radicalism and mandatory love thy neighbor. Does the latter ever work? No. But equality presented through righteous neighbor love and caring can bring equality. For it is between the people of mankind wherein the equality must be accepted. Hate becomes a living thing in all its ugliness by the very things that happen, like banning material which would allow insight, forcing man to discard reality in choices of oppression from outside forces. The one thing that rings loud and clear, the people involved in the banning have not read the material, have they? And there's Miss Terry. She made it. I am going to repeat it again. The parasites of which we speak feed off the Jewish people first. Then they take over the entire tree. And finally, when force and hatred do not longer work for, but against the very parasites themselves, only then can equality begin to gain foothold. In this particular matter, the Jewish people also become the last to find equality because the parasites have called themselves the tree and presented the people as the parasites. And until you know the difference, you can't change, for you have learned, been trained, to vitalize from the very circulating sap of the tree which is being eked away from itself. These elite parasites are no more Jewish than they are Italian or Texan. Except, of course, it matters not what they are, it is what they wish to call themselves. To become a living thing, this tribe of humans must choose the proper setting for takeover. They have to have the group of people who are oppressed in order to move in with the cry of you are persecuted and oppressed. This always sells, for how many Jewish neighbors are poor and ghettoized? Lots and lots, and you will find that they are true Jewish or Judean line of heritage. The elitists were able to utilize the Jewish communities, manipulate them, sacrifice them, murder them for their own gain. And also cast blame onto unthinking humanity who don't even see the picture because of the darkness surrounding the secret activities. Do these people in high positions of power call themselves Judeans as a race? No. They call themselves Caucasians if the question is asked, and if the participant be black or oriental, then they just sort of don't identify him. These outside races are not accepted except as the ability to use them is present. In other words, they aren't given a ticket to the Holy Land of secure and safe sheltering. Just as in an ocean where the greater fish feed off the smaller life forms in the sea, so too do the people who can gain power by and through force and coercion feed off the masses of the little people and their production. The protocols do not read Jewish. They are presented by the learned elders of Zion. Right there you have a big clue that members of this tribe of Zion are not Jewish except in acceptance of the lie. The fact plays into the hands, however, of the elite that within the Jewish race come the most brilliant and shrewd minds of mankind. They were smart enough, in fact, to call themselves Jews, to establish cover for their own unethical and immoral acts. To further confuse the issue, these people call themselves Semites. No, they are not Semitic, other than a few may come from the areas of the Semites. They have no connection to the tribe of Shem, the people of Shem, Shan, the native...
Shem-Shan.
Shem-Shan. Uga.
Uga-Uga. Nanu-Nanu.
The native aboriginal tribes are of the tribe of Shan. It all depends on your perspective and the view from whence you observe the various nationalities and indigenous life. If, for instance, I meet someone from Earth, Shan, moving about on Mars, and I be a Martian, I will say that they are Shanites. Earth only means the supporting, sustaining terra, usually accepted as able to bear and sustain human life. So, Shanites move on to Mars and take over the governments, the economy, make the laws to suit themselves and thus and so. Guess what? You have now acquired a rather nasty and hateful aspect in the eyes of the Martians. Well, readers, that is exactly what happened on Earth Shan. Do you call these people Greeks? Do you call this conglomeration from Shan Jews? Do you call them South Africans? No, you call them Shanites because they are from Earth Shan, or from Mars, Martians, though they may well be Solandites, Andreanites, Pleiadians, whatever. What is meant by the big and merciful sounding phrase, "We must sacrifice"? Is this not from the big honchos of any government or military head or top bananas? What they say is really, you little people beneath our feet will sacrifice and we big boys will lead. This is why the elite never get killed in wars. They aren't at the war. They are in the security of the back lines, pushing the gun fodder on the front lines. Their sons and daughters do not go to danger in wars. They are kept in security by deferments and pull of the brethren leaders.
And I hope all of you are smart enough to be able to pull that off. Why should you send my children off to die in some war?
Do you realize that you can't even start a bank any longer without the unlawful pressures of a system gone wrong? Is this not the parasites feeding off you makers of an economy and holders of IOU notes from some Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is private business. The IRS is a collection business for that Fed. And you don't even get money. You get a debt note that says the Fed owes you whatever denomination of your note. But they don't pay you in valid currency of the government. They just give you back a little part of what they hold for you. The Fed takes your money and won't even allow you to exchange it in value for value. They have no basis for money. They don't have to have anything to print more money backed by nothing. You pay for the privilege of owing them money and even have to pay for the banking to hold your nothing of value. Is this not parasitism? You work and supposedly earn so much money, which you immediately turn over 95% of the worthless value to various entities set up to take it from you through force. These are the hidden parasites, and the ones who have taken the very heritage of the Jewish people are the most despicable, for they literally feed off the very life heritage of a people. The facts are that in Canada and California, among other places, ripped off by one Edgar Bronfman, Mr. Bronfman is trying to see to the demise of his parasite antidote. Everybody who partakes of Seagram's products, liquor, is feeding that bigger parasite. That's probably enough.
Let's see what we can find out about what did actually happen before we go jump off into some nonsense. But I think you're going to be able to find out that something did happen. And I would guess then that when you explain it, they'll try to back off. Don't let them back off this time. We're getting ready. We're getting some better legal help. We will keep something going on our own for a while until we can branch out and make it bigger. And then when we're ready to make a much bigger announcement about our paper, we need publicity. We have not wanted major publicity. But when we began to roll, we need a method for being in touch with one another. And we need to have it so that it is quickly done and it is in an established format. We have more allies than you might think. They're not going to be able to come forward as allies, but you get a lot more protection than you realize. On the other hand, you will insist upon blundering into the most foolish things that I can imagine. Is that good or bad? It's neither. It just is. And everyone is trying to do whatever they feel they can do. And that is for personal growth, family growth, and then just growth. And 9/10 of the ones that will come into your lives with a deal you can't refuse, you ought to refuse. And I know that it's very hard then to turn the tables and go out there and say, I have a deal for you that you just can't refuse. Stations that are already in the making. No.
This is July already, the 12th, 1998. Sunday afternoon. Haven't had a meeting for a little while. And so we're going to talk about the Canadians, I think. But we need Ed here for that. I guess we'll talk about something else till Ed gets here.
We can talk about Ed.
Greetings, Commander.
Well, Martha's here, so we'll be gentle with Ed. I come in the light. And speaking of lights, I have to be perfectly honest with you. If you are using these frequency boxes and they have no light attached, you're only getting less than half of the value of the box. So if you're getting some results with these frequency machines, you're going to really be shocked when you get the light tube with the adapter. And EJ has ordered adapters for the machines that are already around. And we have just said we're not going to get any more of the boxes until they are outfitted with the lights. you don't seem to understand, and the ones in the business that I would think would understand don't seem to understand. Everything in life is light. One tone or another of light. When we speak of darkness, we are only speaking of the lack of light. So you're going to have invisible light at both ends of the spectrum. Some that is beyond your ability to distinguish spectral or spectrum rays. But the healing light comes with very high frequency. And there's something about the flame of transmutation, the purple flame. It didn't come by accident. Germain was an alchemist. And he could tell you how long you need to sit in which ray. And your eye would not be able to distinguish, very probably, but your body will feel it. You will feel it. And this is where you need to go. And this is what you need to do. And I'm astounded at the numbers of ones who will literally build boxes. And yes, the electrical impulses are healing. They're excellent. And they'll get many of the parasites. But I have to be honest with you now. These crossbreeds that have been manufactured to get you will get you. And when you think that your carcinomas, whatever you want to call these mutant cells that will clump or grow, multiply, and divide, and then get you, you think, well, this is a non-contagious disease, so we're just fine. No, it is caused by something that attacks the cells, causes mutation, and then moves on from there. So I particularly want Les to speak with David. Les has gone himself and gotten the component parts, and now he's on to his second piece of equipment. And it works. Several things happen, especially if you are utilizing this with other people. You're focusing on a positive result. You're going to get it. You can't sit in front of anything and do anything other than get a sunburn if all you think are negative thoughts, because you have to heal yourself. You have to go out and get your job. You have to make your career. You have to be a success, or you have to be a failure, according to what guidelines and limitations you place on self. I can give you warnings when you're in trouble. I can't do it for you. You see, I can tell all of you right now that the reason we are not having meetings is our lives are so filled with critical, urgent matters. And yet I have to get my own team in a meeting some way so I can lay down a few warnings. At this particular point, Dorma is the last person you want to spend any time around. You don't want to be seen with her. We are the threat to the universal one world order. And we're making progress. And surveillance is amazing. They listen. They're respectful. But they'd like to take everybody that she meets and spends time with out. So we have to use our heads. Does this mean it will always be this way? I don't know. We have to watch. You've been well educated. If you've been following along in the papers, you know who is your enemy. And don't tell me the Jews. The Jews are not your enemy. The Khazarian Zionists, One World Order, top bananas are your enemy. They are directly from Satan. They are the Luciferian tribes. And you're going to have to face it. Their teacher is a big bad boy. Well, I respect the big bad boy. The big bad boy happens to be my brother. His job is to test you every which way, including upside down. And if you pass his test, you're one of his. And almost every human being given opportunity, and especially you add a little wealth and a little other luxury items of life flow, and he can gather you in like flies. Does this mean that's what he wants to do? No. He is trying to make restitution for the other problems that he has and has caused. This is his job. Man comes along and takes his job and makes him look worse than he is, because man will take it to the extreme. Because usually the more effective of Lucifer's team are by far worse than Lucifer. And I would not want to face the consequences of that position. Your training, your experiences have literally been, let's just work through and walk through whatever has to be done. We're making progress. We're making so much progress that I can't even evaluate what I might tell you, because I don't want it misinterpreted. Have we gone outside, quote, the loop? Yes, you bet. Does this mean that anybody or everybody is out? No. But production has to come from self. And these are long, hard, rather terrorizing moments. If you make a mistake, it's worse than just making an error. You're dead. Second in line, short of death, is making an error that blows it. And then comes all of living and the responsibility of making sure every last piece of paper is perfect. Because all of it comes back to eat you alive. We've got problems. You're going to find out it's the ADL and the Jewish League at the Canadian border. You're going to have to confront this, and I don't mean just, oh, well, we'll just send some other way. This is not coming up to turn your back and ignore it. You see, when you put something like hidden Jewish parasites in the headlines is big, expect a response. I can take it and I can make 13 books out of it and say we're only trying to protect the Jews from the parasites eating at them. That's what we mean by Jewish parasites. They're parasites on the Jews. And I can honorably, honestly say that because the Jews were the first to be sacrificed. The Jewish people. These others mostly are not in any way, shape, or form Jewish in any way whatsoever. They are the power brokers. and the fact that the Jewish people are extremely brilliant. Everybody better get used to it. For one thing, they're not content to sit on their backsides and let somebody else. Although they do not like hard work, so they're going to expand their brain. And they do. And they do run the best commercial operations, not necessarily honestly.
May I interrupt? I see Martha is here.
Happy birthday. Let's get it out of the way. It must be near.
And Nori is here. And Nori, where is Ed?
He's down in the office. He'll be down in a minute.
Okay, so he's on the premises.
Yes.
Very good. Well, what we're talking about now concerns him.
He's going to have to be the one that interfaces. He is the chief editor. And this is what has bogged the papers at the border. But you've got to find out who. You cannot do anything about it until you get beneath the corporate veil and find out who did it. Who stopped it? 10, 20, 30, 50 can call and say, well, they say that it's hate material, and so they won't let it through. Fine, who is they? You see, this has been the game all along. They have been able to manipulate and control everything, and they never have to own up to who they are. So it's up to you now to push it until you find out who they are, and then there is going to be an international lawsuit against whoever you find it is, and it will be the ADL. The second suggestion is that you call Eustace Mullins and you find out exactly how he filed his papers against the ADL. And you can bet this information is going to be back to those ones within the next 5 minutes. And that means that nobody even has to leave the room to make a call. But I'm through playing these games. It's not my paper. You see, everybody in the room can turn away and say it was Ed's problem. And Ed would like to turn away and say, well, it's not my problem. Yes, it's Ed's problem this time. And we need a person with a couple of PhDs and enough clout for someone to listen to him. We don't exaggerate. That gets us in trouble. So don't anybody tell in little stories that are not true. If some people have called and you're not sure whether it's 6 or 10, you better find out. Because I will go forth and I will say 10 people called from Canada. And you'll be caught. I've told you before. If someone walks up to me and says, I am Jesus Christ, I will call him Mr. Christ until he gives me permission to call him Jesus. And then that's what I will call him. If he doesn't know his own name, why should I bother him? If we cannot be truthful and honest and use integrity in every inch of our dealings, where our word is our bond, then we have nothing in common nor with which to deal. And that goes for contracts. It goes for a writing. It goes for anything. We try our very best to always be open, and we always try to do what we say we will do. And am I going to play games on you? You better believe it, because our entire world revolves around how well you do your jobs. And I will test every way there is. And I'll pray very hard none of you fold up. But you will note that many, many, many have folded up. We're down to some very, very important things. When we talk about contracts, the entire world changed when we had to bring forth Russell Herman's material. Grandma has had her fits, her fantasies, her torrential, I'm going to rule the world. Nobody else can do it. They've got to come to me. Bullshit, lady. Russell Herman was murdered over this. And we're not going to let some little chicken deform the regulations for this world. We have someone in the Philippines, that's of no consequence where he is, other than that's where he happens to be, who has a large percentage of a bank. It will be a gold bullion-based Islamic-style banking institution. It's already been approved, and its facility is there. We now have entree to other very important people, and I'm talking about high-level entree to other people in the same location. We also now have high-level entry into the Swiss banking organizations. So should everybody pitch in there and write and do whatever you think you're going to do? Not unless you can recite back to me every word that we have written about it. Because I've not found one that can do it. And it comes back misrepresented. I will tell you now that we have moved past these terrible negotiations that locked us in to a percentage. So if you have inter-American investment documents, you're stuck with what's on there. Anything coming from Global Alliance is 50-50 straight across. And let them figure out what to do with their people, and we will take care of our participants. Why would I say this? Because we have somebody else over there trying to deal with the International Monetary Fund, for goodness sakes, right after we talk to them. The minute there is any money transferred, that person is in prison. Does that mean you can't deal with the IMF? No, if you know what you're doing. But you never do it like that. And for goodness sakes, by the time these people built in their points, they were up to $800 million. Well, who the hell wants to deal with that? That's greed. And I guess if you can find someone who wants to do that, go for it. But not with our half. That's out of your pocket. And that's your responsibility, and that's on your head. We have worked for 10 years to build a structure that'll work and keep you out of the pit. We've already had two buyout hush money offered. Pure and simple Bush sting operations. He didn't have anything better to do than play games. You've got to pay attention. I hear people saying, I can't watch the news. It just distresses me. How else are you going to find out anything? How many of you know that on about Wednesday of this week, maybe toward the last weekend, you had internet stocks going up? And guess which one was right on top? Mr. Bush's Zapata. Now, what do you suppose Bush and Zapata Drilling Company are doing in the internet business? Information network, my friends. Scheduling opportunities. Once you have an international internet hookup, you basically don't have any more problems, do you, with pickup or delivery? So, yeah, I'm playing with Bush again. It's not his game, it's mine. But you see, I don't have to be annoyed with the silly games that you ones seem to have to be annoyed with. I don't have to dislike the man, like him, or I don't have to do a thing about him. And therefore, we're going to read what I wrote this morning, because I am sick and tired of one saying, well, we can't do that. That doesn't sound right. What do you know about this? Well, nothing, but it just doesn't sound right. B.S. If it is within the laws and it is not against the laws of God, it's right. Do you hear me? How else do you expect to accomplish anything in a world of human beings? If you do not work in the arena with human beings, good or bad, listen to your spiritual guides and they will tell you how to do it. And remain within the laws of God and man. And I want to tell you, on this evil earth of yours, you have incredible opportunities. The crooks have made the laws to shelter themselves. And are you going to tell me that you are above using the laws of the land? Because if you do, I'm going to suggest that I don't need your company at the next business meeting. If you have corporate laws that shelter your business, why in the world would you exclude God from the use of these tools? We're not here to line your pocket. We are here to try to begin to reverse a cycle on a planet. Can it be done? You damn right it can be done. All we need is some different forms of thinking between your ears. Then we'll move back to Canada. Read what I wrote on Canada, whichever day I wrote it.
Wow.
It would have been yesterday, probably number one. We don't have to read the entire 49 pages, just it was a busy day. I had crossed people. We must confront the Canadian border thing. This is an opportunity we can't miss. This is fun. This is finally fun. You see, pretty quickly now, we can become a public organization if you want an organization. I don't think you do. We're doing fine. You don't want to be blamed for somebody else's membership drive. This is the way the Jewish element has managed to capture everything. Basically, make another corporation. They don't even bother to incorporate. They just announce they have. And put corporation in the name or whatever. And they go with it. Well, you don't have to be sloppy. And if you like their corporations, go incorporate it, because they won't have. But they will put the proper names in there. Oh, they will wave the flags. Good old American, this is for the citizens of America. This is for the furtherance of American rights. No, it isn't. And down underneath it will be the Jewish Organization for American Jews. Now, don't American Jews have the same rights you do? What's wrong with your Constitution? Does anybody deserve more rights than you as a citizen? No. So stop being silly. I feel the same way about a homosexual couple. Well, look, I'm a homosexual, and I'm being trodden on. You're what? Well, put your sign on and say, well, I'm a heterosexual, and I demand equal rights. This is what's wrong. You've been called anti-Semite. Oh, well, wonderful, because you are a Semite. Almost all of you came out of the tribe of Shem, direct from Pleiades. So I'm tired of this little anti-Semite game. That worked for a while. Now you're called domestic terrorists. You better understand the change was made. Because it became obvious the ones suffering the most from these Jewish organizations were the Jews. You will notice when Mr. Netanyahu came over here to raise more money from these Jewish organizations, they said, up yours. So where did he go? To Zionist Falwell. I am a Zionist and proud of it, Mr. Falwell said. This isn't marching to the city of God, people. It is a cover name for the New World Order. Where does Bush fit in this New World Order? Hardly anywhere. Bush was one and still remains one of the most powerful men in the Western world. There is no accident in that. But he's just more greedy and naughty than anything else. It's a game. He loves the power play. And yes, he can stand with a straight face and say, God bless us all. His God's just different. And he's already got his God blessing him a whole heck of a lot. But is my thrust to go and knock down George Bush somewhere between the parking lot and the 127th floor? No, I'm already up there. Why should I lower myself to play his rotten game? He thinks I'm an annoyance, nothing more than an annoyance, these people out here. He's known Eckers forever. He doesn't know how to pronounce their name, but he knows them forever. And it's time they retired. Just an annoyance. Well, I don't even find him half an annoyance. Gives me something to write about and something to teach about and something to qualify my contracts. Well, when you start stopping, we've had other products stopped at the border. Well, that was mostly George Green. But now, hate material. We're going to deal with it, and we're going to have some fun at it. Will it be expensive? Yes, so we better get busy and make some funding, hadn't we? So if you found your place, maybe read about it, and let's see what we need to talk about.
Okay. You are correct. This is from number one of yesterday, Saturday the 11th. Heading is Banned in Canada. We can share today what is happening at the Canadian border. Contact is now barred from Canada, they say, because it is hate mail / literature. Hate? No. It is love literature, balanced interchange for the very act of understanding life and the food chain of ego and things mortal. There came a headline which read, Hidden Jewish Parasites. But in a typical focus of human entities, it is decided it is hate literature against the Jewish people somehow. Wrong. That means that the parasites in point feed off the Jewish, unsuspecting and innocent people. Who hates who? Hate? How can you classify anything as hate material without knowing what is written? Well, that is how the world does things, according to the elite in charge, who are in ignorance of anything other than their assigned tasks in service to the top elite. In other words, keep the masses ignorant. Let us consider this a fine example of offering unlimited opportunities. Do not allow the opportunity pounding on your door to be sent away. Let us example Mr. Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam. Are the Jews hurt by Mr. Farrakhan? No. Only the narrow judges of the elite manipulators. But who hurts the black race? All those who hear the elite and try to focus and try to force change through radicalism and mandatory love thy neighbor. Does the latter ever work? No. But equality presented through righteous neighbor love and caring can bring equality. For it is between the people of mankind wherein the equality must be accepted. Hate becomes a living thing in all its ugliness by the very things that happen, like banning material which would allow insight, forcing man to discard reality in choices of oppression from outside forces. The one thing that rings loud and clear, the people involved in the banning have not read the material, have they? And there's Miss Terry. She made it. I am going to repeat it again. The parasites of which we speak feed off the Jewish people first. Then they take over the entire tree. And finally, when force and hatred do not longer work for, but against the very parasites themselves, only then can equality begin to gain foothold. In this particular matter, the Jewish people also become the last to find equality because the parasites have called themselves the tree and presented the people as the parasites. And until you know the difference, you can't change, for you have learned, been trained, to vitalize from the very circulating sap of the tree which is being eked away from itself. These elite parasites are no more Jewish than they are Italian or Texan. Except, of course, it matters not what they are, it is what they wish to call themselves. To become a living thing, this tribe of humans must choose the proper setting for takeover. They have to have the group of people who are oppressed in order to move in with the cry of "You are persecuted and oppressed." This always sells, for how many Jewish neighbors are poor and ghettoized? Lots and lots, and you will find that they are true Jewish or Judean line of heritage. The elitists were able to utilize the Jewish communities, manipulate them, sacrifice them, murder them for their own gain. And also cast blame onto unthinking humanity who don't even see the picture because of the darkness surrounding the secret activities. Do these people in high positions of power call themselves Judeans as a race? No. They call themselves Caucasians if the question is asked, and if the participant be black or oriental, then they just sort of don't identify him. These outside races are not accepted except as the ability to use them is present. In other words, they aren't given a ticket to the Holy Land of secure and safe sheltering. Just as in an ocean where the greater fish feed off the smaller life forms in the sea, so too do the people who can gain power by and through force and coercion feed off the masses of the little people and their production. The protocols do not read Jewish. They are presented by the learned elders of Zion. Right there you have a big clue that members of this tribe of Zion are not Jewish except in acceptance of the lie. The fact plays into the hands, however, of the elite that within the Jewish race come the most brilliant and shrewd minds of mankind. They were smart enough, in fact, to call themselves Jews, to establish cover for their own unethical and immoral acts. To further confuse the issue, these people call themselves Semites. No, they are not Semitic, other than a few may come from the areas of the Semites. They have no connection to the tribe of Shem, the people of Shem, Shan. The native...
Shimshan.
Shimshan. Ooga.
Ooga, ooga. Nanu, nanu.
The native aboriginal tribes are of the tribe of Shan. It all depends on your perspective and the view from whence you observe the various nationalities and indigenous life. If, for instance, I meet someone from Earth, Shan, moving about on Mars, and I be a Martian, I will say that they are Shanites. Earth only means the supporting, sustaining Terra, usually accepted as able to bear and sustain human life. So, Shanites move on to Mars and take over the governments, the economy, make the laws to suit themselves and thus and so. Guess what? You have now acquired a rather nasty and hateful aspect in the eyes of the Martians. Well, readers, that is exactly what happened on Earth Shan. Do you call these people Greeks? Do you call this conglomeration from Shan Jews? Do you call them South Africans? No, you call them Shanites because they are from Earth Shan, or from Mars, Martians, though they may well be Solandites, Andreanites, Pleiadians, whatever. What is meant by the big and merciful sounding phrase, "We must sacrifice"? Is this not from the big honchos of any government or military head or top bananas? What they say is really, "You little people beneath our feet will sacrifice, and we big boys will lead." This is why the elite never get killed in wars. They aren't at the war. They are in the security of the back lines, pushing the gun fodder on the front lines. Their sons and daughters do not go to danger in wars. They are kept in security by deferments and pull of the brethren leaders.
And I hope all of you are smart enough to be able to pull that off. Why should you send my children off to die in some war?
Do you realize that you can't even start a bank any longer without the unlawful pressures of a system gone wrong? Is this not the parasites feeding off you, makers of an economy and holders of IOU notes from some Federal Reserve? The Federal Reserve is private business. The IRS is a collection business for that Fed. And you don't even get money. You get a debt note that says the Fed owes you whatever denomination of your note. But they don't pay you in valid currency of the government. They just give you back a little part of what they hold for you. The Fed takes your money and won't even allow you to exchange it in value for value. They have no basis for money. They don't have to have anything to print more money backed by nothing. You pay for the privilege of owing them money and even have to pay for the banking to hold your nothing of value. Is this not parasitism? You work and supposedly earn so much money, which you immediately turn over 95% of the worthless value to various entities set up to take it from you through force. These are the hidden parasites, and the ones who have taken the very heritage of the Jewish people are the most despicable, for they literally feed off the very life heritage of a people. The facts are that in Canada and California, among other places, ripped off by one Edgar Bronfman, Mr. Bronfman is trying to see to the demise of his parasite antidote. Everybody who partakes of Seagram's products, liquor, is feeding that bigger parasite. That's probably enough.
Let's see what we can find out about what did actually happen before we go jump off into some nonsense. But I think you're going to be able to find out that something did happen. And I would guess then that when you explain it, they'll try to back off. Don't let them back off this time. We're getting ready. We're getting some better legal help. We will keep something going on our own for a while until we can branch out and make it bigger. And then when we're ready to make a much bigger announcement about our paper, we need publicity. we have not wanted major publicity. But when we began to roll, we need a method for being in touch with one another. And we need to have it so that it is quickly done and it is in an established format. We have more allies than you might think. They're not going to be able to come forward as allies, but you get a lot more protection than you realize. On the other hand, you will insist upon blundering into the most foolish things that I can imagine. Is that good or bad? It's neither. It just is. And everyone is trying to do whatever they feel they can do. And that is for personal growth, family growth, and then just growth. And 9/10 of the ones that will come into your lives with a deal you can't refuse, you ought to refuse. And I know that it's very hard then to turn the tables and go out there and say, I have a deal for you that you just can't refuse. Stations that are already in the making. No.